Okay, hello, I'm Gabor Kelemen from Allotopia GmbH, and I would like to talk about how we do crash testing in the backyard. So let's start. What is even this crash testing? Crash testing is a QA sub-project of TDF, and it's run on the master branch around every second week. So what is this testing? It's testing continuously opening files, saving them in different formats, and reopening of those saved files. And make sure that crashes during this workflow don't happen, because that's kind of bad for user perspective. And usually this process sends a resulting mail to the developers list, and interested parties like mostly Kaolin fix those crashes. And that's good on master branch. But what if the long-term support branches, which we maintain for customers, introduce such errors? That would be kind of bad for customers. So we wanted to avoid that in the longer run. Okay. So what are the prerequisites for this work? You need first some hardware, a beefy system with many CPU threads, because there is a lot of files to test. And of course, bunch of files. Tens of thousands, and this can be downloaded using scripts in the core repository. Then you need the crash testing scripts themselves. You need to download them and on the beefy system configure them to build LibreOffice, run them on the set of files you have just downloaded, and also interpret the results. So this is how the beefy system looks in real life. It's nothing entirely in the backyard, but on the couch, let's say. It also needs some 40 CPUs or so, and a lot of disk space as well. Next, second step is downloading files. First script is called like this in the core repository, and this makes it downloads user-made file attachments from public bug trackers such as TDF and Apache OpenOffice Bugzilla, Linux distribution bug trackers, and other office software bug trackers such as KOffice, Gnumeric, and AbiWord. And it has some lovely or less lovely unuser-friendly properties, such as you need to install some extra Python modules and set an environment variable to tailor for your hardware so that the download happens quite quickly, and you need to run it from the download target directory. But that's all the caveats at this script. Next, second script is a website scraper called like this. It needs also some Python modules. You can add the target directory as parameter, and some Microsoft Office themed forums will need registration before this can work on them, and login data needs to be stored in any format file. Next, getting the crash testing scripts themselves. It's not in the core repository, but this other contrib dev tools repository and in the test bugzilla files directory. So how to make sense of that? Configuring the environment is also very important, and this is the most difficult part of this talk. So before you you start running the scripts, you need to configure the environment with this config file. It needs to be placed on that path. There are some defaults in the DevTools repository, but you should override those. The most important settings are this compiler, the compiler version, GCC or Clang works the same in this regard, but you just need to take care that the old version of LibreOffice you want to compile actually compiles with your compiler. You need to set the parallelism, how many CPU threads you have. It's with workers, environment variable, and the most important thing is the paths for this script. So we need the location of the files to test, which were downloaded by the two scripts two slides ago, and after that you need to hardcode the DevTools repository path with this TT path, and next is source there for the LibreOffice core repository clone, which you also need to compile, and you need a build directory where the output of the compilation will go. So in the build directory you need also place the autogen input file. It's also in the in the DevTools repository. Okay, and of course you don't want to send the casual email and upload the results to TDF site because it's internal for the company, so you need to set these two other two last variables. Okay, next. It's easy. There is a crash test data variable for the downloaded files. You need to copy your files there and execute the commands shell script, which will do all the heavy lifting. And basically, that's all. Results will be in the crash test data directory under logs, and the mail txt file will be the summary of the run. Next step is finding what went wrong and fix the actual crashes, which is just casual backporting bug fixing. So what are gains of upstream from this work? There are some. I made these scripts a lot more configurable, so you can set them up more easily for other companies. Before that, it was only fixed, only able to run on the TDF server, and it was a kind of a pain to transplant it to another machine. Also, a little bit of performance gain. There was a bottleneck, and the upstream also can run this work more quickly. And that's all. Thanks for the attention.